Well, we come this morning to the last of our Bible studies.
今天早晨是我们这连续八堂最后一堂，我们要查考神的话。
I'd like to say what a very great pleasure it has been for me to minister to you in this way.
我要在这里说，这一个礼拜能够跟你们一同聚集在这里侍奉主，我实在是觉得很荣幸。
I will remember this very happy occasion for a very long time.
我要常常的纪念这一段的美好的时光。
I've only been sorry that I haven't been able to speak to you in your own language.
我只是抱歉，我不能够讲你们的语言。
But I do trust that God will take these Bible studies and make them a blessing to each of us.
但是我相信神会使我们这礼拜所查的圣经在以后的年日帮助你们。
Now we're going to read this morning from Leviticus chapter 23 once again, and we're going to read verses 33 to 36.
今天早上我们要继续的把利未记二十三章要读完，我们从33节读到36节。利未记二十三章33节到36节，找到请我们同声读。耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，这7月15日是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守这节7日。第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。7日内要将火祭献给耶和华。第8日当有盛会，要将火祭献给耶和华，这是严肃会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
And then we're also going to read verses 39 to 44.
再一段是39节到44节，我来念。你们收藏了地的出产，就从7月15日起，要守耶和华的节7日，第一日为圣安息，第8日也为圣安息。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子与茂密树的枝条，并河旁的柳枝，在耶和华你们神面前欢乐7日。每年7月间要向耶和华守这节7日，这为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要住在棚里7日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里，好叫你们世世代代知道我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里，我是耶和华你们的神。于是摩西将耶和华的节期传给以色列人。
Now those of you who have been taking notes might like to note down that there are two other passages where we get information about this feast, in Deuteronomy chapter 16 and also in Numbers chapter 29. We'll not read these passages this morning.
如果我们愿意把它记下来，另外有两处的圣经也跟祝棚节有关系的，我们以后自己可以去查考研究。一处是在生命记第16章13节，还有一处是民数记29章12节到38节。
Now when we come to study the feast that we've read about in these verses, which is called the Feast of Tabernacles, we come to the last of the feasts in this chapter.
我们刚才所读的经文就是关于祝棚节的经文，那这也就是利未记二十三章的结束。
It is the last of the 7 annual feasts.
这是从逾越节开始，七个每年过一次的节期的最后一个。
It was held in the 7th month from the 15th to the 22nd day for 8 days in the 7th month.
祝棚节是在7月，从15号到22号，一共是8天之久。
It came right at the very end of the harvest.
祝棚节正是在犹太人的收割季节的终了的时候。
Now perhaps you remember that the first of these seven annual feasts was the feast of the Passover.
各位大概还记得，这七个每年七个节期的第一个就是逾越节。
There was the Passover, and then this was followed by the second one, which was the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么逾越节以后，接着下来的第二个就是除酵节。
So the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread together also took 8 days.
这个逾越节加上了除酵节，那七天合起来也是八天。
So these feasts started with 8 days of Passover and Unleavened Bread and finished with 8 days of the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以这每年的七个节期开始的时候是逾越节、除酵节，连起来是八天，结束的时候这个祝棚节也是八天。
Now, these two feasts at the beginning and at the end had quite a lot in common.
这个开始的这些节期跟结束的节期在好些地方是相类似的。
Both of them were really historical feasts. They were looking back to things that had happened in the past.
这两个都是让他们怀念回念历史的事实。
In one of our studies before, we learned that the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread was looking back to the time when God delivered his people from the land of Egypt.
我们记得我们讲过，逾越节跟除酵节就让他们回想神从前如何以大能大力领他们出埃及。
The Feast of Booths or Tabernacles also looked back to this, but it really looked back to the time when the people had been traveling through the wilderness and going towards the promised land.
那祝棚节呢，也是让百姓们回想历史的事实，可是是回想他们出了埃及以后，在旷野向迦南地应许之地去行走的那个路程。
It was God's way of reminding them not only that they had been delivered, but that they had been led through the wilderness to the promised land.
这是神用来提醒他们的一个方法，让他们回想不但是蒙神的能力带领他们出了埃及，也蒙神的能力一路看顾他们到应许之地。
Now these feasts, Passover and Tabernacles, were not only historical feasts, but they were also occasions of great happiness.
那么这两个节期，逾越节、祝棚节，不但是让他们回想历史的事情，也是大大的欢乐的节期。
The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, which all came together at the beginning of the year, marked the beginning of the harvest, and the people were happy that harvest time had come again.
逾越节，还有跟逾越节紧连着的，就是除酵节，还有初熟节，这个三个节期合起来，正是在那个收成的季节开始的时候，所以百姓们欢喜快乐，因为他们又临到了一个大大的收成的季节。
There was also great rejoicing at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles because the harvest had come to an end and the harvest had been gathered in for another year.
那么在祝棚节的时候呢，也是有大大的欢乐，因为经过了这半年收割的季节，那么庄稼已经都收割了，已经丰丰富富的得着了。
It was a time of rejoicing, and it came very soon after the great sadness which they felt on the Day of Atonement, which we were thinking about last night.
那么同时，这个祝棚节正是在昨天晚上我们查考的赎罪日之后，在赎罪日的时候，他们是忧伤、痛悔、难过。那么在这个之后，神赦免了他们的罪，所以他们欢喜快乐。
Now, we're going to ask ourselves, what did the people have to do at the Festival of Tabernacles?
那我们要研究一个问题，就是 百姓们在祝棚节的时候，他们做什么事呢？
Well, at first sight, it seems very strange indeed.
首先我们看起来觉得很奇怪。
They are to come, first of all, to the city of Jerusalem.
他们首先都要来到耶路撒冷。
And then for these 8 days, they did not live in their homes, but they lived in these booths or tents, which they made with the branches of trees.
然后他们要离开这个房子，要住在外面，用这个树枝搭这个棚子，住在棚子里面8天之久。
We read about this in verse 40, where they took the branches of palm trees and leafy trees and the willows of the brook.
在第40节我们看见，他们拿棕树的枝子，茂密树的枝条，扭枝子来搭棚子。
At this time of the year, all over the city of Jerusalem, you would see these little tabernacles, and the people would live in them. Some of them on the roofs of their homes, others in the street, others by the way. It was very strange to look at.
在这个祝棚节的时候，你会看见耶路撒冷全城到处都是这个棚子，有的棚子是搭在屋顶上，有的是搭在街道上，有的搭在河边，有的搭在空地，每一个地方都会看见棚子。
Now why did they do this?
为什么他们做这个呢？
They did this because God wanted to remind them of the time in the past when their fathers had traveled through the wilderness and when they did not have permanent homes.
他们这样的行，就是神要借此提醒他们，那么想到他们从前他们的祖宗经过旷野的时候，没有房子可以住，住在帐篷里面，蒙神恩待看顾。
They were now living in the land, and they had fine homes to live in.
现在他们已经住在迦南地，他们有很好的盖的房子居住。
But many years before, their fathers had been traveling through the wilderness and had no homes and had always been on the move.
但是多年以前，他们的祖先经过旷野，没有盖好的房子，他们是住在帐篷里面。
This festival was to remind them of that, and also to remind them that God had been faithful to them in leading them those years through the wilderness.
所以这个祝棚节就是提醒他们，他们的祖宗是这样在旷野居住棚子帐篷，同时也提醒他们神的信实，神如何的在旷野照顾了他们。
So, this was an occasion for them to look back.
所以这是他们回想过去的一个时刻。
And there were two things that they would remember. They would remember, first of all, that God had been faithful to them.
两件事情是他们要回想的。第一，神是向他们是信实的。
Faithful to them in their history, because he had led their fathers through the wilderness.
在历史上神是信实的，因为神看顾了他们的祖先出埃及。
But also faithful to them in their harvest, for they had just gathered in their harvest, and God was still faithful, not only to their fathers, but also to them.
不但是神在旷野的路程上看顾了他们的祖先，也是过去的这半年这个收成的季节，神恩待看顾使他们有一个丰收。
But I think they must also have been thinking about something else.
但是我想他们还有为别的事情要感恩的。
They must have been thinking that those long years that their fathers traveled in the wilderness were really unnecessary.
他们要回想什么呢？他们另外一件事情回想，他们的祖宗，他们的祖先在旷野走的这段路程实在不是必要的。
For when we read the scriptures about that journey,We learned that God wanted to take them from the land of Egypt and lead them to the promised land in a short time.
因为当我们读旧约圣经可以看见，他们出了埃及以后，很短的时间就可以进入迦南美地了。
But when the spies went into the promised land, they came back and they said, all of them except two, they said, we are not able to take this land.
可是当他们到了迦南地的边界，他们打发探子进去侦探的时候，探子回来报告， 十二个探子里面除了两个之外，其他的都报凶信。
And so because of their lack of faith, God said, I will cause you to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
因为百姓们相信这十个探子的话，他们对神起了一个不信的心，所以神处罚他们在旷野漂流40年。
And none of that generation, except the two spies, Joshua and Caleb, none of them entered the promised land.
那一代的人除了约书亚、加勒以外，没有一个人得以进入迦南地。
So, as they thought about God leading their fathers through the wilderness, and as they thought of God's faithfulness, they must also have thought of their own lack of faith and their own disobedience.
所以，当他们想到神的信实，神如何的看顾他们在旷野的时候，他们同时也想到自己的小信，没有信心，所以遭遇了这样的事情。
Perhaps this is what made God's faithfulness so precious to them. God had been faithful to them, even although they had been unfaithful.
也许这是他们更感谢神的信实的原因，因为虽然是我们这样子没有信实，没有信心，神还是信实的。
Well, I think that's a little of what the Feast of Tabernacles meant to them.
我想这是一些我们思想这个祝棚节对于以色列人的意义。
Now we're going to ask, what does it say to us?
那现在我们要思想祝棚节对于我们基督徒有什么意义。
Of course, we do not keep these feasts as they did.
那当然我们今天不是照着犹太人的规矩在守祝棚节。
But we've been seeing how each of them has something to say to us.
但是我们已经看见过这八个节期，每一个节期都对我们有教训。
The first thing it says to us is what it said to them. It says to us that our God is faithful to us.
头一啊，这个节期对犹太人来讲是神是信实的，对我们来讲，我们也会感谢我们的神是信实的。
Now the New Testament says that we also are pilgrims and we are on a journey.And we are going to the promised land, which is heaven.
圣经说我们是客旅，我们是在这个世上寄居的，所以我们走这个天路，也好像以色列人经过旷野一样。
So just as God led them in the wilderness, so He is leading us, and we praise Him for this.
所以正如同神在旷野的路程。
We will just think back over our lives, back over a few years,And think of how the Lord has led us, we can see that He is faithful to us and He is good to us.
我们每一个人只要往回看一看，想起过去这些年，神怎么恩待我们，我们不能不感谢神的信实。
Can we just look for a moment at verse 40 of Leviticus chapter 23? And can we see that there were two kinds of trees which they used to make their tabernacles? Palm trees and willow trees.
我们再来看一看利未记二十三章第四十节，我们注意在这里用来搭这个棚子的树啊，有两种树，一种是棕树，另外一种是柳树。
Now I don't want to take the scriptures and stretch them and make them say something which they don't say。
我不是说要把这个圣经呢扯开来，讲些圣经上所没有的话。
But I think it is interesting to see that in the Bible.Palm trees usually speak about victory and gladness.
但是我要提醒各位，在圣经里面，棕树常常代表得胜，代表欢乐。
You remember when Jesus came into the city of Jerusalem in John chapter 12, we have the story. They waved palm trees and palm branches.
你记得当约翰福音十二章主耶稣基督进耶路撒冷的时候。他的门徒在前面就摇这个棕树的树枝，那就代表胜利。
Palm trees are usually associated with victory and gladness and peace.
所以棕树通常就代表得胜，代表欢乐，代表平安。
Willow trees usually say something about sadness.
柳树呢，通常就代表忧伤。
In Psalm 137, verse 2, We read that when God's people were in the land of Babylon and when they were sad, they hung their harps upon the willow trees.
你记得在诗篇一百三十七篇，当以色列人被掳到巴比伦，在巴比伦的河边，他们坐下，他们忧伤难过，把他们的琴就挂在那个柳树上。
I think there is a simple picture in this for us.
所以我想这里就有一个很简明的图画来为对我们有教训。
The palm tree branches would speak of the good times, the willow tree branches of the bad times.
棕树就代表我们生活中间那些喜乐的时光，而这个柳树就代表那些忧愁的时刻。
Perhaps it was helping them to understand that God had been with them all of the time, in the gladness and in the sadness.
也许这个教训就是对他们说，神是无时不刻不与他们同在的，在他们欢乐的时候，在他们忧愁的时候，神都与他们同在。
So we too, when we think about what God has done for us, we can see as we look back that He has been with us in the good times.And with us in the hard times.
所以当我们在感谢神的恩典的时候，我们回想到从前，当我们过得很顺利的时候，神与我们同在，当我们很困难的时候，神也与我们同在。
If we are faithful, He is faithful to us.
只要我们是信靠他，他对我们是永远是信实的。
But if we are unfaithful, He is still faithful to us.
但是我们对他不信，他还是对我们信实的。
He has promised that He will never leave us and will be always with us.
他应许他永不撇下我们，永不离开我们。
We have a hymn in English which says, Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
有一首诗歌说，主的恩典样样都要数，所以你就会稀奇他为你所做的是何等奇妙的工作。
So, the first lesson for us isThat just like as they were remembering God's goodness to them, so we should always remember that our God is good to us.
所以头一个教训对我们的是，在祝棚节的时候，他们想到神的恩慈，我们也应该要想到神对我们的恩慈。
Now, for a second lesson, I want us to turn to the New Testament and to the Gospel according to John and to verse 37 of John chapter 7. John chapter 7.Verse 37 to 39.
那么第二个教训，我愿意各位打开新约约翰福音第七章三十七节到三十九节。约翰福音第七章三十七节起到三十九节，找到以后请同声念。节期的末日，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Now this is a very clear reference to the Feast of Tabernacles, which we've been reading about in Leviticus chapter 23.
这是一个很清楚的经文，就是论到祝棚节，在利未记二十三章我们所读到的。
We see that very clearly in verse 2 of chapter 7, where it says quite clearly it was the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles.
在约翰福音第七章第二节，很清楚地讲到，当时犹太人的祝棚节近了。
So the people were in Jerusalem living in their tabernacles made of the branches of the trees.
所以这时候百姓们就聚集在耶路撒冷，就住在这个棚子里面。
And on this occasion Jesus was there.
那么在这个时候耶稣也在场。
Verse 37 tells us it was the last day of the feast. It was the great day of the feast.
第三十七节就讲到是节期的末日，那就是最大的一日。
That must have made it the 22nd day of the 7th month.
那就是犹太人的立法的七月二十二号。
Now, the Jewish people over the years had added on a little ceremony to this feast.
犹太人在这个一年一年的 他们自己就加上了一些，在这个过节的时候有一些其他的一些仪式。
What they had done was that on the last day, they would go down to the brook Kidron, and they would gather some water, and they would bring it to the temple, and it would be poured upon the altar.
那么他们做什么呢？他们每一个人到这个水池子里面去，到这个基伦溪去，拿一点溪水来到圣殿里面，就倒在这个圣殿的地上。
This was a way in which they were thanking God for the gift of water and especially for the gift of rain.
他们就用这个方式表明他们谢谢神给他们雨水。
I suppose back in my country, we don't thank God so often for the rain because we get so much of it.
在苏格兰呢，我们没有太感谢神给我们雨水，因为我们的雨太多了。
But in very hot countries like Palestine and perhaps also like Taiwan, rain is a very great blessing.
那么但是在比较热的地方，好像巴勒斯坦，好像台湾，这个下雨啊是非常宝贵的。
For without the rain, there will be no harvest.
因为如果不下雨，就没有收成。
And you remember this festival was at the end of the harvest.
你记得这一个节期是这个收成季节的终了。
So as they poured out the water,And the people would shout in praise to God. They were thanking him for the gift of precious rain.
所以当他们把这个水倒下来的时候，他们就大声的欢呼，感谢神赐给他们足够的雨水。
It was just at this moment when they were pouring out the water that Jesus said a very wonderful thing.
那么正在他们来把这个水倒出来的时候，耶稣就讲了这一段奇妙的话。
He said, "If anyone thirsts,Let him come unto me and drink.
耶稣说，若有人口渴，可以到我这里来，我给他喝。
Life, as we know it, is impossible without water.
我们知道人如果不喝水，不能活。
To be thirsty is very uncomfortable.
口渴是非常难过的事。
And if we do not get water, we will soon die.
如果我们得不到水，我们就会死。
It seems as if Jesus was looking into their hearts and seeing that in their hearts they were really thirsty.
好像是耶稣看到他们心的深处，就知道他们心里面是口渴。
How often have we felt this thirst in our own hearts, a thirst to know God?
常常多少时候我们也感觉到这样一种的饥渴，我们心里面有一个渴，渴慕要得着神。
How often have we seen this in other people?They have many, many things. They seem to have everything, but in their heart there is a real thirst to know God.
多少时候我们也在别人的身上看见这样一个口渴，虽然这个人什么都有，样样都不缺乏，可是他在里面心的深处他有一个饥渴。
And so it was on this last day, as they were thanking God for water, that Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
所以在这个节期的最后一天，最大的一天。当他们正在倒水的时候，耶稣看见他们心里面的需要。耶稣说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来，可以喝水。”
And he goes on and says, "He who believes in me, as the Scripture said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water."
然后他接着说：“信我的人，就如经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
This is like something Jesus said on another occasion. He said.He who drinks of the water that I give shall never thirst again.
这正如同耶稣在另外一个场合所讲的话一样的，说信我的人必定不渴，并且从他里面有水流出来。
And then John, who is writing this, adds in verse 39, he said this about the Holy Spirit.
然后约翰在39节他就解释说，耶稣讲这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
Jesus was not speaking about natural water, he was speaking about the living spiritual water of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣不是讲那个自然界的水，主耶稣是讲的灵性的水，是那个活水。
And in verse 39 it says, the Spirit which those who believed in him were to receive.
在39节讲，耶稣所讲的就是指的那些信他的人要受的圣灵而讲的。
And it goes on to say, For as yet the Spirit had not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
那么三十九节继续说，他说那时圣灵还没有赐下来，因为那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
When was the Spirit given?
那么什么
in our life?
而是借着住在我们的圣灵，我们能够有能力，能够胜过罪。
And it is very wonderful in verse 4 it says that the just requirement of the law, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
第四节说那个律法的义，神所要求的就成就在我们的身上。
So the Holy Spirit enables us to become what God wants us to be.
所以圣灵能够使我们做到神要我们做到的地步。
Now the second passage I want you to look at quickly is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look and we're going to read verses 4 to 7.
那么第二段我要你们读的圣经是哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 7.
第四节到第七节。哥林多前书第十二章第四节到第七节，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位。在众人里面运行一切的圣灵显在个人身上，是要叫人得益处。
Now this passage teaches us something else about the Holy Spirit.
那么这段圣经告诉我们关于圣灵的另外一些事情。
It teaches us that the Holy Spirit gives to each one of us a special gift.
这里告诉我们圣灵赐给我们每一个人不同的恩赐。
It says this in verse 7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
第七节说圣灵显在个人的身上，是要叫个人得益处。
And it is important that we learn that the Holy Spirit makes us able to do something in the service of the Lord.
所以这个事情很重要，我们必须要知道圣灵他临到我们每个人身上，给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐来侍奉神。
He not only helps us to conquer temptation and sin in our lives, but he makes us strong in Christ's service and makes us useful.
圣灵不但是帮助我们能够胜过罪恶，过一个圣洁的生活，圣灵也能够给我们力量，帮助我们有能力来侍奉神。
It is easy for us to think that we have nothing to do in the service of the Lord.
我们很容易这样的说，我什么恩赐都没有，我没有恩赐服侍神。
Just to sit back and to listen and to watch others who serve the Lord.
我们就坐在椅子上，我们就看别人在这里侍奉神。
But this chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, and other chapters of the New Testament teach us that the gift of the Holy Spirit has brought to each of us a particular ministry which the Lord has given to us.
但是这一处的经文还有别处的经文都告诉我们，圣灵给每一个人都有恩赐，不同的恩赐来侍奉神。
I hope that as the result of this conference we are all thinking very seriously about what the Lord wants us to do.
我盼望在这一次的退休会之后，每一位都思想到神给我什么恩赐，我要开始来服侍他。
We should not really be satisfied until we have discovered the work that the Spirit has given us to do.
我们不要就这样子就自满就满足了，我们一定要把我们所有的恩赐都发挥出来，来侍奉神。
Well, these are some of the things that we learn from the Feast of Tabernacles.
以上这些是我们从这个祝棚节里面我们所能够得到的一些教训。
There is one last thing I think it can teach us.
有最后一样事情，我想我们可以从祝棚节得到教训。
Let's remember once again that this festival came at the very end of the harvest.
那我们再一次的记住，祝棚节是整个的收获的季节的最后。
The people were gathered together into the city of Jerusalem.
百姓们是聚集在耶路撒冷城。
They were dwelling securely together.
他们是很稳固地住在一起。
They were remembering all that was past.
他们在纪念过去神的恩典。
Now we have been thinking this week of the harvest in our experience, the harvest which is the age in which we are living now.
这个礼拜我们也想到这个庄稼，庄稼就代表今天的这个时代，今天是福音的时代，我们在收割主的庄稼。
Yesterday morning, we were thinking about the blowing of the trumpet, which indicated the end of harvest.
昨天早晨我们讲到吹角节，吹角节代表这个收割庄稼的时候快要结束了。
And we were thinking how that was like the coming again of our Lord Jesus at the end of the harvest.
我们也想到这个吹角就预表在这个世界的末了有号筒要响，主耶稣要来。
I think we might take the Feast of Tabernacles to be a picture of heaven.
我想我们可以从这里就来比方这个祝棚节，好像我们在天上永远的安居。
The harvest has ended. We're dwelling in God's city, the New Jerusalem, and we're dwelling securely in the joy of the Lord.
这个收割庄稼的福音的时代已经结束了，我们就住在神的天家，与神永远同住，安安稳稳的在那边享受。
It is very interesting that in the book of Zechariah, chapter 14 and verse 16.There is a picture of the Feast of Tabernacles at the end of the world.
在这个撒迦利亚书旧约的倒数第二卷，撒迦利亚书第十四章十六节到二十一节，那里就有一幅图画，就是将来在新天新地，我们与主永远同在，好像祝棚节一样。
Perhaps we should read that verse.
也许我们可以读那一段的圣经。
Zechariah 14 and verse 16.
撒迦利亚书第十四章十六节，找到的人请同声读。所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中剩下的人，必年年上来敬拜大君王万军之耶和华，并守祝棚节。
So here is a wonderful picture of the end time when the nations go upTo Jerusalem to praise God and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
这里有一幅奇妙的图画，那些攻击耶路撒冷的列国中剩下的人，那些外邦人都要到耶路撒冷来守祝棚节。
And so I think it is wonderful for us who are Christ's people to think of this faint picture.Of what it will be like when we are gathered together and when we are with the Lord forever.
所以我们也是外邦人，我们就思想这一幅的图画，将来这些人都要到神的面前来，一同守祝棚节，与主同在，一直到永永远远。
I think it is wonderful that on the last morning of our conference, when we have been thinking so much about our responsibilities and duties in this world, that we should think for a moment or two about heaven.
我想在这个退休会的最后一天的早晨，当我们思想到我们在世界上一切的征战，我们在世界上一切的工作，为主劳碌，最后我们想到天家，在主的面前守祝棚节，在主的面前得享安息。
I'm sure you often wonder, as I often wonder, what will heaven be like?
我想你我都，你会奇怪，我也会奇怪，那么到了天家究竟是怎么样一种的景况呢？
We do not know a great deal about it, except that it will be very wonderful.
我们知道的不多，除非我们知道说那是非常非常的奇妙。
It is described for us in Revelation chapter 21 as what heaven will not have.
那么在启示录二十一章稍微有一点的描写。
There will be no tears, no death, no mourning, no crying, no pain.
不再有眼泪，不再有哭号。不再有痛苦，不再有死亡。
The passage we read yesterday morning from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17 says that it will be like this. We shall be forever with the Lord.
那么照帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所说的，我们就要与主永远同在。
So there will be in heaven rest from our labor.
所以在天家我们就息了我们的劳苦。
We shall be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就要像我们的主耶稣基督。
And we shall be together with all the Lord's people from every age forever.
我们要与历世历代所有的圣徒在一起相聚。
So, as we think finally about the Feast of Tabernacles at the end of the harvest, let us think about the home that awaits us at the end of the harvest.
所以当我们想到这个最后的一个节期，这个祝棚节的时候，那我们想到我们在天上的天家。
Some people say this is what is wrong with Christians. They are always thinking about heaven and they're no use on earth.
有些人说这个基督徒啊在世界上啊是废物，他们只想着天家，不管地上的事。
But it was a very famous Christian who said this, and he is correct. He said, the Christians who do most in this world are the Christians who think most about the next.
但是有一位基督徒他讲一句话讲得非常的好，他说一个思想天家的人，他在这个地上工作是最努力的人。
May God bless this study and all of these studies to you. May God bless you all richly.
愿神赐福我们今天早晨所思想的信息，愿神也赐福我们每一次所讲的信息。愿神大大的祝福大家。